Peter Drucker once said, "If you cannot measure it, you cannot improve it." And this holds true for literally everything. According to a survey, for every complaint that you receive from a customer, there are 26 other customers that have the same complaint, but they choose to say nothing. Now, these customers might churn if you don't do anything about it. The only way to stop this churn is to predict the sentiments beforehand and take action upon it. Luckily, there are customer satisfaction tools for this, and we are going to discuss them in this episode. So without further ado, let's get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the CS Mentor Podcast, all things customer success. This is episode number 24. I'm your host Ankit, and this is the fourth episode in the interview question series. In this episode, we are talking about the customer satisfaction metrics, which primarily revolves around two things, which are NPS and CSAT. Let me tell you a bit more about them. The first one is NPS, which stands for Net Promoter Score. These are short and easy surveys that could be sent to customers at any stage of life cycle. You may use any channel for this. It could be email, WhatsApp message, or even a specialized widget on your product page. NPS surveys have only one question, and they ask if customers are likely to recommend your product to their people. I'm pretty much sure that you must have seen this survey somewhere. I haven't even seen this Amazon sending this at times. The customers generally have an option to choose the rating on the scale 0 to 10, where 0 means not likely and 10 means most likely. Customers rating you from 0 to 6 are called detractors. Customers who have rated you 7 or 8 are called passives, and 9 and 10s are promoters. NPS makes it really easy to segment your customers based on the rating they have provided to you. And if we talk about the mindset, detractors are generally people who are not very happy with your product, and they may churn anytime. Passives are customers who like your product, but they don't love it yet. This means the sentiments can either go positive or negative with time. Promoters are customers who love your product and would actually do anything to promote it. Once you have this data, subtract the number of detractors from the number of promoters and divide it by the number of responses. Multiply this result with 100 and you get NPS score. The second metric we have is CSAT. CSAT literally means customer satisfaction score. It is used to measure customer satisfaction, like the name says, and generally support teams use it. It generally has 3 to 5 questions where you rate a product or service based on multiple factors. You may have seen these surveys after you have used some sort of support platform. Generally, this question goes like this. How would you rate your experience with the person? And then you have one or more categories where you can provide your rating. CSAT score is the average based on the result of survey, and it is expressed in percentage from 0 to 100%. Now comes the key difference between CSAT and NPS, which you may get during your next interview. CSAT focuses on the specific interaction, like a support event, while NPS is more based on the long-term relationship or the usage of product. Also, both of them have their own benefits as well as limitations. You cannot just use only one of them. Both of them are complementing to each other and must be used in conjunction. I hope this episode would have provided you enough insights on measuring customer satisfaction, and you would be able to answer this if this question is asked during your next interview. If you still have some doubts, feel free to contact me on LinkedIn. I have my contact information in the podcast description, and I would be happy to help you with any doubt. You are listening to the CS Mentor Podcast, All Things Customer Success. My name is Ankit, and I look forward to speaking to you next week. Till then, take care.